Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 240 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 26th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of resilience. Are you able to bounce back quickly from disappointments, or do you let them get you down for long periods of time? Do you look for reasons to complain and give up, or do you look for reasons to keep moving forward? At least once each hour you are awake today, say to yourself, I am resilient. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. On episode number 50 of this podcast, I talked about a situation where one of my basketball players wanted me to boost the team's confidence by saying, "We are going to win this game." However, as much as we may want to, we don't control external results. We may be able to influence them in some way, but we don't control them. Just like Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor and author of Man's Search for Meaning, didn't even control which concentration camp he was taken to, what amount of food he was given, how much sleep he was allowed to have. But there is something that Frankl discovered he always controlled, no matter what external events played out in his life. And that was his attitude toward those events. And out of that attitude flowed his actions and behaviors. So while we may not be able to say, "We will win this game," or "I will survive the Holocaust," we can say, "I am resilient." Because resilience, like all of our other character skills, are formed by the choices we make as a result of the attitude we take toward the external factors in our lives. Frankl said, quote, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way," end quote. And while Frankl was experiencing the Holocaust on the other side of the world at the same time, another person suffered a series of events that most of us would look at and say, "There's no way we would survive." And that's Louis Zamperini. Zamperini set the national high school record for the 1 mile run and even ran the 5,000 meter race in the 1936 Olympics. But when World War II broke out, he joined the Army Air Corps and became a bombardier. In 1943, his plane went down due to mechanical failure while on a rescue mission. Louis, along with two others, survived the plane crash and were stranded at sea. One of those airmen died, but Louis and his friend Phil survived 47 days at sea on a life raft. They had to deal with the unrelenting sun, Japanese planes shooting at them from overhead, drinking rainwater and eating birds that landed on the raft, and killing sharks that circled the raft. But when Louis and Phil were finally rescued, it was by the Japanese military. And Louis spent the next 2 years in prisoner of war camps in Japan, being subjected to inhumane amounts of physical and psychological torture. Louis was singled out and received even harsher treatment than the rest of the prisoners. He was the object of the most cruel treatment by a Japanese commander called the Bird. In one instance, the Bird forced every American and Allied prisoner to take turns punching Louis in the face. And in another instance, Louis was forced to hold a heavy wooden beam above his head, and the Bird instructed the guards to shoot him if he dropped it. Louis held it above his head for 37 minutes. Louis was eventually freed near the end of World War II and returned home to the United States. While Louis had made the choice to be resilient when he was in day-to-day survival mode, when he returned home, he felt like he could not escape the Bird's torture of him, and he continued to have nightmares. In order to escape the psychological distress, Louis made the choice to mask his pain with alcohol. His attitude shifted, and he focused on revenge and retaliation, even considering flying to Japan and looking for the bird in order to kill him. Eventually, Louis was saved, and he surrendered his feelings of revenge. His attitude shifted again, and he became a man of resilience, who would eventually go on to start a camp for troubled youths called the Victory Boys Camp, and even returning to Japan and forgiving the prison guards and the bird, even though the bird refused to meet with him. So how about you? Can you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of resilience? Are you able to bounce back quickly from disappointments, or do you let them get you down for long periods of time? Do you look for reasons to complain and give up, or do you look for reasons to keep moving forward? Louis Zamperini's resilience was not some special superpower he was born with. It was a character skill that resulted from the choices he made when his attitude was in the right place, and the potential for resilience, just like the potential for every other performance or moral character skill, is present within each of us. Sometimes we find that resilience when we simply need to survive and move forward each day. Or sometimes we find it when we surrender our need to control events in our lives and the idea that people, events, and circumstances take away our internal freedom and ability to choose our own way. So, no matter whether our resistance is physical or psychological, whether it is in our job as a teacher or coach, or in our personal lives outside those realms, you and I can always choose resilience. And when we do, we increase our impact on the students and athletes we work with by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.